The pre-game interview.
And Harry, thanks for joining us. Kingy Benny Cass, and a man who knows the Bankers better than anybody else in Troy Selwood. How did you assess that disappointing last quarter?
Evening, gents. Great to be on. Prefer to be under different circumstances, but no, we I thought for three quarters we played somewhat our brand of footy, mate, and then, you know, like Carlton, their ladder position at the moment probably doesn't reflect the brand of footy they're playing, and to their credit, they were able to generate some really good looks on goal, and yeah, caught us out a little bit in terms of our defence behind the ball, mate. But ultimately, a disappointing day when you don't get the reward. But still plenty to like. But it was a pretty crucial game for our standing in the season at the moment.
So just explain to our listeners, obviously you sit fifth. So next week, finish off, I think, with Sandringham. If you were to win that and have other results go your way, you can still snatch the double chance?
Yeah, that's essentially it. I thought, you know, if we win today, we keep it within our control. So the frustrating part is now we're relying upon other teams, but we need obviously to get the win next week to give ourselves a chance, but we'll be reliant upon the Box Hill Werribee game, I think, mate. So, yeah, disappointing given that there was plenty to play for today.
When you're asked for feedback on the AFL-listed players today, who are you speaking glowingly of? We've got numbers in front of us. Numbers don't tell the full story. Mitch Hardy's had 35. Mitch Nevitt's had 31 and kicked a couple of goals. Who are you talking about when you're getting some providing feedback to the AFL coaching staff?
Oh, I think definitely today we love what Mitch Nevitt gave it, playing a bit of a wing, a bit of inside mid time, mate, but he's able to push forward, hit the scoreboard, really strong in the contest. So really like what he did. Whilst that hasn't probably been his year to date, I thought Phoenix Foster played his best game for the footy club today, which was great to see. So he's been doing a lot of work, and great for him to get a little bit of reward today. Mitch Hardy, like you guys spoke about, was really consistent all day as an inside mid, and pretty much the story of the year for him in terms of the way he's been playing and his consistency. So I thought those three were probably the standout contributors for us today.
Mark, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Foot. I just wanted to ask you, When you're playing players in certain positions, do you have an eye to where they're going to play at senior level, or are you just putting them in where you think will help the team on that day? How does that work in terms of trying to get these young blokes prepared to take the next step?
Yeah, g'day, Benny. No, we definitely like to try and play them in the roles they're going to be playing at AFL level, mate. We see that as one of our main priorities is to help them transition to play AFL football and give them the best chance to make that transition. So, for us, it's very much dependent upon the roles they'll play at AFL level, and then probably just some nuances within the game, dependent upon what the game might need at different stages. But definitely the priority is to get them in their roles that they'll be filling at AFL level.
So a player like Mitch Nevitt, you know, the fans are, you know, hoping he can take the next step. He's had a couple of limited opportunities this year, but, you know, he's a 193. Can he be an inside midfielder at the next level, or is he more of a, you know, wingman, you know, because he can mark the ball. He's got a few strings to his bow.
Yeah, he definitely does. And I think that's the beauty of Nev. He could play multiple roles in our team. And so we'll keep exposing him to those roles at BFL level. But I definitely believe he could play an inside mid. He's got great running power. He's got great craft in and around the footy. He's got the ability to be a bigger body mid and potentially play on other bigger body mids as well. So, but then he gives us the capacity to play on a wing with his running power, but also his aerial craft. So he's certainly got the scope to play multiple roles in both roles, and so we sort of expose him to both at BFL level.
Speaking with Geelong VFL coach Mark Corrigan on K-Rock Football, he's his premiership captain of 2012, Troy Selwood.
Harry, I know this time of the year gets always a little bit tricky with trying to work out who's qualified for VFL finals and who hasn't, especially amongst the AFL list, but with the AFL boys going so well, I guess the best thing for you and Aaron Black there in the VFL program is knowing that you're going to have a full squad to be able to select from?
Yeah, I think nearly 12 years in the system, I still can't understand it at times, so I leave that one up to Blackie to tell me who hasn't and who has and what needs to happen. But I think we'll be pretty healthy. I mean, ultimately too, we'd love to think that both teams stay in, and which gives anyone the eligibility to play. So that's sort of utopia if we get that situation. But if not, I think we've had a pretty consistent group in through the VFL. You know, I've been really fortunate to not have too many injuries within the AFL group. So we'll have a relatively healthy squad to choose from, I would have thought, mate, irrelevant of what happens.
Great. And you and I both know how important it is for some of these young AFL-listed boys to get exposure and experience at VFL finals, even if it's not, if it, amazing if it's a grand final, but even some of those big games we were able to play at Port Melbourne and the boys be able to absorb that and work their way through it. So no doubt you and the guys would probably be hopefully, yeah, keen for the boys to make their way through a couple of weeks to gain that experience.
Yeah, definitely, Sal. And I think we know the level of football and the intensity of football raises in finals. And so having quite a sort of young AFL squad playing VFL footy at the moment, it'd be great for them to be exposed and experience that. I think we've seen it in the past where, you know, guys that go on to play plenty of AFL football have played some VFL football at a younger age, and hopefully we can get some finals into them and they get to experience another level of footy, which might help bridge the gap between VFL and AFL.
Harry, can you let our listeners know into why Brandon Parfitt was a withdrawal from your team when the team was lodged yesterday?
Yeah, Parf had some hammy awareness throughout the week, and so he just didn't quite make it to game time today.
And Ted Closey, we understand, might have undergone a head injury assessment. Is that correct from the game? And can you just give us an update on how he is?
Yeah, so Teddy's feeling really good in himself. Ted being the competitor, he was a bit frustrated to not be able to continue. But I'm led to believe, mate, like he passed his SCAT test, but it was more just an incident that concerned him. So as per usual, mate, we take no sort of chances with that. So I think it'll just have to wait and see how it progresses throughout the week for Ted.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of local listeners with the car, the radio on in the car, around the grounds, around local grounds today as we cover the Cats. Harry, can you just give us maybe some of the better local performers? Because I think every non-listed player you had today was out of the GFL or, in Paddy Hughes' case, out of the Bellarine.
Yeah, mate. So for the local boys, Hamish Lucas from Bell Park, mate, played really well. Mentioned Paddy Hughes, mate. He was another one of our really strong contributors. Those two definitely stood up. Then I'm trying to think of who else, mate. I thought, you know, like some of our more solid guys like Marcus Herbert down back from Leopold. Again, he's had a super consistent season and he was really good again for us today. And then the other one that's been pretty stiff throughout the year but came in today was Tanner Lovell from Geelong West, mate. He played out on a wing and just took his chance coming in. And as he did previously, though, mate, he's a bit stiff to miss out. But he, yeah, his game today, I thought, was really strong on a wing and gave us plenty of drive, hit the scoreboard. So it was good to see those guys. I mean, when you get the opportunity for these VFL guys, you hope that they're ready, and they certainly showed that today.
Absolutely. Harry, we really appreciate your time. So one more to go for the VFL boys with a clash against Sandringham next week. So obviously that's going to be so crucial to your top four hopes. So that clash next Sunday at Trevor Barker Beach Oval in Sandringham. It's one of the last games of the year. I think you'll play that, and I suspect you'll be watching very closely then the result from Box Hill and Werribee.
Yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, ultimately, if we're good enough, we'll hopefully get the job done against Sandringham, which will be another tough match. Obviously, we've played them once this year already, which was a close encounter. So we expect another tough encounter. But ultimately, too, we sort of want that, I guess, to this time of year to be able to prepare yourself to play finals footy. So we embrace the challenge and hopefully we get the right result. And then, yeah, we'll be watching the Werribee and Box Hill encounter closely.
Appreciate your time, Harry. Commiserations today. Good luck next Sunday against Sandy.
Thanks, guys. A pleasure. Have a good call.
The pre-game interview.